How about to get the mules to come up, Hallergy?
Well, you didn't have to call it mules because you had a lot of somewhere you put them in. No, I never did have to call a mule.
That'd be close up to the barn.
The barn, right.
Yeah.
And call them by name if you wanted me to come in a stable or something. Huh?
Okay.
Every mule had a name.
And they knew their name.
Yeah, they knew their name.
Did you have pigs, hogs?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a place to keep them?
Well, you usually have a pasture for them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same place the cows would
sometimes stay? Sometimes, same pasture with the cow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes not.
Did you have a place to pin them up to, or?
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
We call it a pig pen.
Okay.
Are you going to sleep?
No.
How would you call the pigs to get them to come around?
Whoopee! Whoopee!
I heard some places they had hog calling contests at the fair.
I never had joined in that. I hear it's some states, but we never did have none of that right.
Did anybody raise sheep in this area?
No.
Did you have a place out in the field sometimes where you pin up the cows to milk them, or?
No, we just had to milk them on a shelter at the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we had two barns and two separate lots. We kept the cows on one side and mules on the other, you know.
Okay.
Keep them separated.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring them in from the pasture, put them in a lot, and milk them in them shelter, under the shelter, stable we call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. What were the barns like on the inside? You have separate areas for...
Well, we had stalls for them. The stall would be around the barn over here, in the middle of the barn where you store your grain and stuff,
mm-hmm. barn,
hay and corn. And your stable, the stall would be built around on the outside, around the barn.
Like a circle or...
Maybe down each side,
mm-hmm.
across the back end. You'd have doors from the outside to let them in those each stall. And usually we fed our mules in a long shed, and then maybe four or five would go in there and eat at one time, or they'd be long enough for that. And then some of them would cut one or two of them, maybe separate them and put them in a special stable or something.
Oh, okay.
The same way with cows, you put them in a stall to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Was there a place up in the top to store?
So hay and fodder.
Yeah, what was that called?
A loft, a barn loft.
Okay.
Loft and barn.
How about to put your corn? Did you have any separate place outside the barn to keep it?
No, we just put corn all in the barn.
Okay. What kind of fencing did you have around?
Well, back then we had wood fence around the barn, you know. You know, we called it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Was it made out of boards or just out of logs? Or
board fence.
Did any of them have the kind that they just split the logs and build fences?
That was before my time. That was rail fence you're talking about.
Uh-huh.